In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I believe Karen chose this hymn because she expects the sermon to be short. Yeah, and I will be short. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. And as I prepared my sermon, I came across a quotation that I think I shared with you before, because when I looked at my past sermons, I did preach this sermon in 2015. It was about a young man who was trying to get a job with the circus. And any job at all would be satisfying to him. And the manager of the circus decided to give him a chance to be an assistant lion tamer. And so he took him to the lion's cage. The head lion tamer was a beautiful young lady who was just about to rehearse her act. The young lady stepped into the cage, removed her cape with a flourish, displayed a gorgeous costume, and she spoke a command to the lion. Obediently, the lion crept towards her and then rolled over twice before it sat on its hind legs to beg for a treat. "Well," the manager said to the young man, "do you think you can learn to do that?" "I am sure I could," he replied. "But first, you'll have to get that lion out of there." Just, dear friends, as the lion recognized the voice of its trainer, Jesus tells us in today's gospel, the sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd. Growing up, as kids, we were always told when we misbehaved that you have very poor home training. We would say that to one, depending on how you behave, poor home training. So the task of a trainer is important. Those of you who go to the gym, I'm sure you have had trainers. Sheep will not follow a stranger because they do not recognize the voice of a stranger. And there's an irony here. John tells us that the Pharisees did not realize what Jesus was trying to tell them, for they never accepted Jesus as their trainer, as their shepherd. They didn't realize that he was talking about them. We must remember that in the ancient Near East, the title of shepherd was applied both to kings and to the gods. And the prophet Ezekiel, 500 years before Christ, condemned the rulers of Israel because they were leading the people astray. And he promised the people, God himself, would come to lead his people to justice and holiness. In today's parable, the first point that Jesus makes is to tell Pharisees and Sadducees they were about to lose their job of shepherding God's people, for they did not enter by the gate. What is this gate? The gate represents our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. As we come on this Good Shepherd Sunday, my friends, I want us to think about this. Without a guide, we will go wrong. We have guides, our parents, we have our pastors and teachers, but then the greatest guide, the greatest trainer, is God Himself. We are fortunate that today we have many things to guide us. Technology. We have the GPS to take us, to guide us to where we're going. But we must recognize that there is a guide in our lives, a trainer in our lives, who wants us to live that happy and perfect life that is to be found only in Jesus. What guides are we given by this God in Christ? He gives us the church, where we come to share with one another, to listen. To listen to what? To listen to the word of God being read. To partake in Holy Eucharist that will guide the soul to be united to God, and so cause the human being to give God to others. These are what we need in a shepherd. And this is what the church gives us in Jesus Christ. And I pray today, dear friends, that we will be faithful to the call of God, who calls us to His place, the church, His word, but most of all, who calls us to love one another. Amen.